This morning, though, we roll on, and we just touched on the event coming up, the MCCSC Community Conversations.
Right.
We've done all kinds of different things with that at all kinds of different places, talking about all kinds of different subjects. And you have another one coming up Monday night at Jackson Creek Middle School, and we'll talk to the CEO, president, principal, advisor, the man, the myth, the legend, and IHSAA state championship official. Well, he's not the commissioner yet.
Mm-hmm.
This is our good friend Dave Pillar. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Glass. How are you doing?
Thank you for joining us. I know you're getting everybody in the classrooms and getting everything ready to go. We won't even talk about the brand new school day you'll have to deal with next year, but you've got an exciting event coming up in your building on Monday night. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, Monday night we are excited about the community conversation. And we hosted one a couple years ago here at Jackson Creek about safety in the schools. And so this is another opportunity for us to bring some community members together and have a community conversation about sportsmanship. And, you know, obviously, you know, you're as in tune with as anyone around when it comes to sports on the local and the national level. And there's a lot going on right now. And I think although this one conversation won't solve all of the ills that plague youth and adult and professional and college sports, it's going to be an opportunity for people to share some ideas and for our community to understand that we take this really seriously. We're all very involved, and it's a neat opportunity to have a variety of different perspectives on Monday night.
Who's going to be moderating this panel of experts?
It's going to be a very esteemed 51-year IHSA state official. He's sitting pretty close to you right now. Keith Klein's going to be the moderator. And again, I think he's going to bring a great perspective in that over 51 years, he's seen a lot of changes in sports. Well, and Keith, he'll be able to speak to that.
Keith, what did you guys use before the whistle?
We actually, for those,
yelled at each other?
When you go back as long as I've been there, we actually started off as officials. Instead of yellow flags, we had red flags.
Was it red?
Yes.
Well, red gains the attention. It means stop.
That's right. Well, but that's how far back we go.
Yellow means caution.
And, it's interesting in what you're talking about, too.
And let me ask, what's the genesis behind this? You want to point out to the couple of issues we saw with the boys and the one with the girls? Or is this just a general betterment of what you're trying to do moving forward? Is this reactionary or preventative medicine? Or maybe a little bit of both.
You know what, Glass? It is a little bit of both. I think over the last couple of years, we've had a handful of things happen. But, you know, this was really tipped off.
And let's make one thing clear. Keith's been around for 51 years. There's nothing new under the sun.
No.
Pretty much.
No, not necessarily.
And these things do happen, but in the world of social media and everybody's got a phone on their camera.
Absolutely.
I don't want to say they're blown out of proportion, but they're made everybody more aware of it.
Right.
I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but this isn't some new phenomenon or fad that has taken over. There were pushing and shoving when I was playing. There was pushing and shoving when Keith was playing.
No, of course. And it's just all amplified now. And you saw what Bobby Cox and the IHSA had to deal with last month with the Pike Ben Davis girls game. You saw it with the Griffiths boys situation last year leading into the state championships. You know, Glass, I refereed the fourth grade girls AAU national championships that held out at Twin Lakes this past summer. And I wasn't a part of it.
Fourth grade because championships?
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes.
because the checks cash, don't they?
That's a fact. I know better, but the final of being a part of the finals of things like that. But the final game ended up with police reports because of parents getting on the floor yelling at officials yelling at coaches yelling at parents, and you know, it's just all of these things happening right now, and people have to calm down and take a step back. And you mentioned Bobby Cox. He's been a friend for 10 plus years. He used to come speak to my classes when I taught at North. And he's going to have great perspective, but also really looking forward to having Mark Sterner. And I think you probably know Mark, a North grad that's been with Bloomington Parks and Rec for 20-plus
right.
years now. And he's got, in kind of talking with him to prep this program, he's got some very, very interesting research about what kids say about whether or not they want their parents at their own games. And so he's going to share that, and he's going to share some other stuff that I think is going to be really interesting.
And David, one of the issues that has to be talked about is it's not just a matter of things happen, because they've been happening for a long time. The issue now is if your school is in any way reprimanded for doing something, we'll just go to court and get it reversed.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that happened last year. And if you remember that Griffith team,
that's
I think
right.
is who it was. They made it to the 3A state championship last year,
mm-hmm.
and they lost. And that's neither here nor there whether they deserve to be there or whatever. But you're right. there's always going to be another step. If you know, if we want to transfer to a different school and you don't let us because that's against our rules, well, then we're going to sue you so we can try to make that happen. So there's a lot happening, again, at every single level. So Marcus Debrow, you mentioned Marcus and I have been officiating partners, and Marcus was a coach here in Bloomington, both on the AAU circuit and at South High School. He's been an administrator now for 15-plus years. So Marcus has a great perspective. J.R. Holmes has coached over 40 years, two-time state champion. Had a son, obviously, who played D1 college basketball, and a daughter that was very successful as well in athletics. He's got a great perspective. Meg Montgomery will be on the panel. She's state championship softball coach at South. Mike Mossbrucker, over 30 years of athletic director experience in Bloomington and Mooresville, also a state champion wrestler himself, a son who was a Division I football player. And then we've got a young lady named Ivy Kehoe, who's a student at Bloomington South, played on the basketball team as a tennis player, and interestingly brings a neat perspective because she is also a high-level competitive figure skater, and her dad was a 1980 Olympian on the U.S. rowing team. So really a neat, diverse group of people coming together for this conversation.
Dave Piller is our guest this morning. He's the principal at Jackson Creek. The event, 7 to 8:30 Monday night at Jackson Creek. It's free to attend. What do you hope? What message do you hope to convey to the folks that show up? What are we trying to accomplish here on Monday night?
You know, I think what we're trying to accomplish is share the idea, share multiple perspectives, share the idea that everyone's in this for the best possible experience for the kids involved.
Well, you mean it's not about the parents?
Yeah, well,
it's not about living their dreams through their children and running on the floor when they don't get that scholarship. That's not how it works.
Well, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that because I really think in a lot of ways that the price of college is the driving force behind
absolutely
so much
right.
Of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's not about the newspaper clippings or even the trophies anymore. I think it's
free
truly
education.
About the price of college and everyone's trying to get theirs. And so, you know, the thing that I want to make sure that we emphasize on this, guys, is that this is for everybody. And this is not just for parents that have high school athletes. This just isn't for middle school coaches. You know, when they start out playing basketball and playing flag football and playing soccer at Karst and everything else that they do, you know, they're starting kids at 3, 4, 5 years old now.
Ridiculous.
And so, and they announce it at the IU games, they announce it at the Colts games, they announce it at the Pacer games. They always say, don't be that guy. You know, we've all been stuck in the stands next to that person that just screams at the ref or screams at the coach. And I think we just want to make sure that everyone understands what our expectations are locally, what Bobby's expectations are at the state level, what Mark's expectations are for Parks and Rec, and the idea that we're all in this for the kids.
And the other part, with the kids here. I think that's their perspective is great because all the adults have all the experience. All the adults have done anything else. What's the effect on the kid? Don't talk for the kid.
Well, let
the kid
speak
talk.
Speak to that because going back to when soccer first became big in school sports, most of the parents in this country didn't understand it, so they didn't know what to do or how to correct anything. And kids loved it because mom and dad weren't screaming at them all the time. Now moms and dads think they understand soccer, and
kids
we're
quit
already
bunching
there.
Up.
There
well,
you go.
We're all experts because of the internet. We all go to chat rooms and we talk about everything and how smart we are. And you guys got your hands full, and I've got young kids coming up, Dave. And I'm just
I'm well aware of you. No, I'm kidding. But you know, Keith, you know it as well as anybody. It doesn't matter if it's a brand new sport introduced to our community or our country or not. People still don't understand. They don't know the rules.
Exactly.
But you know what? Sometimes some of the officials don't know the rules, and sometimes some of the coaches don't know the rules. So we're going to encourage people to get involved on every level. We're going to encourage, and I know Mark's going to encourage people to coach youth sports, whether they have kids or not. My dad coached softball in my hometown for over 20 years in a community league. I have no brothers or sisters, but he coached girls softball because I had three female cousins. He coached them, but he didn't have any vested interest except for the fact that he wanted my cousins to have good coaching, you know, and to have people that cared about him and that would show up. And so, you know, I think that's the other thing is that we're going to have Bobby's going to bring all the paperwork. We're going to have forms that people can sign up to be referees. Mark's going to have information that people can get involved to coach youth sports. And I know Mike and JR, you know, there's always going to be opportunities for people that can help programs in the positive ways at our schools. And Mick Hammett will be there. He's not on the panel, but I talked to Mick last night at the at the awards banquet, and he's going to be there from Edgewood. It's truly going to be, I hope, a community conversation. And you guys know, we never know how many people will come to these things, but we really hope that folks will come out just for an hour and a half. Again, it's free, but there's going to be a reasonable amount of parking. You know, we're not built for giant events over here.
Where are you having the event?
It'll be in our auditorium.
Okay.
And so people can park in that gym lot. The first lot that they come to is they're kind of heading south on Rogers. They can park there, and of course the overflow lot would be in the front of the area, in front of the building, over on by the teacher's lot. But plenty of room up by Alcott Park to park. So come on in. We'll have everything mapped out where people can enter the building, and hopefully again we have a nice representation of the community to be involved, because I think there's going to be some great ideas and some important information that's going to be pushed out.
And again, you're always going to have a few bad apples. You're never going to fix that completely and wholly, but this is a way to, again, get the information from everybody and try to make us a better place to be. Good job as always. We'll see you Monday night, 7 o'clock to 8:30, Jackson Creek Middle School Auditorium. Parking is available. The event is free. If I need more information, you can go to our WGCL Facebook page. Where else can we go for that? MCCSE?
Yeah, and Bobby's got it on the IHSA webpage as well, too.
Great.
So it's all over the place.
Perfect. Well, tell the commissioner hello. If I don't see you guys on Monday, I got to do a little radio on Monday night. So, and I hope you guys have a great event. We'd love to hear. We'll hear about it from Keith next Tuesday morning.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, Dave, great job as always. The principal of Jackson Creek is David Piller.